I don't like that. I don't know where to find it. I don't know where it is.
Alrighty, this is agenda 807-13. Item 1A is council comments to general public. Anybody in the present committee wants to speak to the general public for the commission?
There's no general public here.
Good.
That didn't go in a minute.
I would be in trouble because I don't have my little script to read. Item 3A. Anyone in Las Vegas? Just name me. All right, so item 2A, Ms. Jackson.
Thank you, Chairman. Item 2A is an update on the administrative fines by docket as of September 30th. Essentially, the commission has imposed fines of approximately $1,045,000. We've collected about $850,000 of that, and we have an outstanding balance of about $200,000. And this is an informational item. No questions?
I have none.
Are the folks that administer the general fund going to presume that it's going to be typical?
We haven't received any thank you notes for the major contribution to the general fund, but I do intend to mention it next legislative session. Just be mindful that it's not something they'll have to pull out of our reserve because they already got the money, so that's the good news.
I guess one concern I have is that they'll start taking a difference what we're supposed to do all the time, and that may not be the likely good. Hi, 2B?
Item 2B is an update on our fiscal year 2014 financial information. Housekeeping work programs have already been done in Category 02, which is out-of-state travel, and Category 04, operating. We are continuing to closely monitor Category 03, which is our in-state travel, as well as Category 30, which is training, and we may ultimately need to do housekeeping work programs in those categories before the end of the fiscal year. As you know, those don't require interim finance approval. A work program has also been submitted to the budget office for the December Interim Finance Committee meeting for a consultant for the net metering study that's required pursuant to Assembly Bill 428. The work program currently requests $200,000, but the amount may need to be adjusted up or down depending on proposal submittals and a successful contract award, which we're in the process of right now. With the work program adjustments that I just discussed, it does leave us within our projected reserve of about $2.55 million at the end of the fiscal year. As you know, our optimal reserve range is between $2.3 and $2.8
million.
No questions?
I have none.
Item 2C is our ever-lovely internal administrative policy manual. There were some edits made. They're all housekeeping in nature, cleanup. A lot of them were as a result of last legislative session with name changes and little minor changes to the policies, but there's nothing that changes anything substantially. So just housekeeping and cleanup. And this is an action item.
Any questions or comments?
No questions.
I have none.
Okay, I would move that we accept the edits to the internal administrative policy.
Second.
Concur.
Item
2D is our annual evaluation of the pipeline safety program for calendar year 2012. The annual evaluation is to ensure the compliance with the Pipeline Safety Regulatory Certainty and Job Creation Act of 2011, requirements for state pipeline safety programs, and provides information for determining the Nevada's total points award for the pipeline safety grant allocation for next year. So So the evaluation encompassed essentially the validation of the annual certification documents, a review of the pipeline program procedures and records, and the observation of an on-site inspection of a pipeline operator conducted by our pipeline safety staff. The specific items covered by the evaluation are delineated in the letter, which you have a copy of, dated September 30th, from Mr. Zach Barrett, and he specifically noted improvements to include access to paper and electronic inspection report files, appropriate training for the pipeline engineers, as well as a newly hired safety engineer that is scheduled for the training. Improvements were made to the recording of inspection details. Civil penalties were issued and collected. And he also noted that legislation would be considered during next legislative session for increasing the civil penalty amounts consistent with the new federal amounts. Additionally, as the pipeline safety program manager, staff received a separate letter that explained a 0.5 deduction, resulting in an annual evaluation score of 99.5. And as Mr. McGuire explained to me, this is the highest score that the program has received since the San Bruno incident in 2009. And that's when the feds really started looking at the program in very specific detail. And the 0.5 deduction was as a result of Sierra Pacific Power Company not being listed as three separate utilities in the 2012 progress report. So example, propane, LDC gas, and transmission, even though it was stated in the notes section that they are three. So staff does intend to address this matter during the next annual evaluation, and at this time there's no response required from the commission. And this, you know, just to add, is a very impressive score for Nevada's program. The safety inspectors really have done an outstanding job with their continued dedication to the program and all of the improvements that were noted. And this is an informational item. Just to thank the job staff. Keep up the good work. Over 100.
I think it's nice to see them acknowledging the hard work of the commission, and especially the division. I would just note, if we don't have it already, the civil penalty amounts, number four, if we don't have that on the list already for BVR, we'll need to put that on the list.
So. We'll do that.
Okay.
Well, this is Wagner. I think that we need to go to staff on this. They've done a good job. And I guess I'm kind of curious about the 95.5 score, how it affects with another state. I suspect that we're on the very high end. So.
And
99.5. I'm sorry, 99.5, yeah.
99.5. I would expect that would probably, I mean, the rankings won't come out till April, is that right?
Till the funding comes out.
Till the funding comes out, but I would be shocked if anyone got anything higher.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that gives Commissioner Noble something to try out the crowbat, and he got pipeline safety stuff. 2E? 2E is just a copy of the letter that was sent to the legislature pursuant to statute. The commission is required within 60 days after each general consumer session to submit the record to the legislative commission. So this is just a letter that went over along with a CD that included some attachments with respect to some comments that were filed in those consumer sessions. Good question.
I have none.
So I just want to thank Mr. Lester for handling it without me because I couldn't make it up there and for being a lesson. So I appreciate that.
You owe me.
Keep a list.
I have it.
And Cynthia.
I have nothing further, Chairman. Thank you.
I understand it's time for public comment. Anybody in Park City?
Nope.
And nobody wants to take it.
So this letter.